Well, Tyrone are really amongst the promotion contenders now in the Alliance National Football League Division 2 campaign after a good victory and a good performance over Laois. Colm Kavanagh scored the only goal of the game for Tyrone. He rose bravely against the goalkeeper after a wonderful ball from Brian McGuigan. Tyrone's defence were good and Marty Penrose played a pivotal role once again. He was all over the park. How many miles he covered in the 60-odd minutes is anyone's guess.
Well, you know, suppose when you do get your chance and get on there, like, and you have to take it. And with the young boys coming through there and the amount of talent's coming through, you know, you can't take your foot off the pedal and, you know, you just have to work hard.
And work hard Tyrone did. A fact not lost on their manager, Mickey Hart.
Yeah, it's all to do with the willingness to work. You know, the players were willing to work. They put Laois under severe pressure in the first half here. Even when they were mopping up some of the ball at the back for themselves, they looked up and they didn't have much of an outlet because the pressure was put on by our players to make them do things faster than they wanted to do. And that's all to do. There's no substitute for working hard, and our players worked hard tonight.
Kavanagh's goal did prove decisive in the end, though, and Mickey Hart was full of praise for the number 10.
Absolutely, you couldn't fault him. I mean, it would have been an easy ball to back out of, and you have to say 100% he lived into his eye of the ball, and ultimately that was the score that won the game for us.
Next up, it's Kildare, back at Healy Park.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I don't know, Kildare are in a strong position as well. Kildare can still win this group, and, you know, that's what you're up against. You're up against teams who Kildare who want to try and win this group, and Meath who are in a place they probably didn't expect to be in and will really be hungry for points as well. So I mean, we have a tough battle if we want to. Ultimately we'd love to end up with 10 points, but that's easier said than done.
But that said, a potential final spot still up for grabs in Division 2.
We believed we were better than our first two results suggested. We felt we should have got something out of the Derry game. We just stopped playing after 25 minutes against Donegal, and I never seen that happen before, hardly in all my time. So, you know, we're still good. Players don't get bad just overnight. So I'm very happy with the way they've recovered from that bad start, and 6 points is good now. It sort of keeps you to some degree in the safe zone. But, you know, you do want to look up from here and see, can you make the playoff or make the final? Now, that will still be very difficult because it's not entirely in our own hands, but all we can do is do the best we can, and if we get enough points to be in the shake-up on the last day of the season, then that would be great.
And finally, a victory at Port Laois. The monkey off the back.
Indeed. I think this is a good night for Tyrone all round, because I don't know of any Tyrone team that has won here in the last 20 years. So we made club sides beaten here, with underage sides beaten here. We lost here a few times ourselves. So we definitely, it was a nice one to get that as well.